Shalom. Welcome to Parsha Perusal. This is Pastor Sam from Northern California. And today we're going to be looking at Nitzavim. It is a Torah portion found in Deuteronomy 29:9, and it goes through Deuteronomy 30:20. We are actually getting close to the end of our Torah portions for the year. It will be starting over very soon. Next week, we have Rosh Hashanah, and followed by Yom Kippur, and after that, Feast of Tabernacles, and then Simchat Torah, which is the beginning of the new Torah portion. So we are wrapping up the Torah portions for the year, but this Torah portion has to do with the covenant that God made with his people Israel. Now let's go ahead and pray before we read this. Avinu, Malkeinu, our Father, our King, we just come to you right now and we pray that you will give us understanding of your word, of your Torah, by your Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy 29:9-13 is what we're going to be looking at today. So starting in verse 9, it says, "Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. All of you stand today before the Lord your God, your leaders and your tribes and your elders and your officers, all the men of Israel, your little ones and your wives, also the stranger who is in your camp, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into the covenant with the Lord your God and into his oath, which the Lord your God makes with you today, that he may establish you today as a people for himself and that he may be God to you, just as he has spoken to you, and just as he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob." So we have this Torah portion where God has all of Israel stand before him to enter into this covenant. And he encourages them to keep the words of the covenant and to do them. And the purpose of that is so that you may prosper in all that you do. That's something that I think we need to remember, is that there are benefits to keeping the covenant. What do I mean by that? Well, we can't keep the covenant perfectly, but when we are obedient to the things that God has told us to do, both in the Torah and in the Brit Hadashah, the new covenant, when we obey what he's told us to do, there are benefits to that. And he says it right here, that you may prosper in all that you do. So if we are obedient to God's commands, then we will prosper in all that we do. That's a promise. It doesn't mean that everything will always go great. It doesn't mean we'll never have problems. It doesn't mean that disasters won't happen to us like everyone else. No, they will. But if we are trusting the Lord, even through those things, we will still prosper. And prospering is not always the way we think prospering, although, definitely there's financial prosperity, there's relational prosperity, there's, those types of prosperities that are also a part of obeying the Lord. But also we prosper spiritually. We prosper in our relationship with the Lord as we trust him and as we are obedient. It says here, in verse 10 of Deuteronomy 29, "All of you stand today before the Lord your God, your leaders and your tribes and your elders and your officers, all the men of Israel, your little ones and your wives, and also the stranger who is in your camp, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water." So it's very important that they understand that when God, they're making a covenant, this covenant that God's making with them is with everyone. Your little ones, your wives, but also the stranger who is in your camp. We forget this, but many Egyptians came out of Egypt with the children of Israel. They were not part of the children of Israel. They were not of any of the tribes of Israel, but they were part of the congregation that came out. And God's making this covenant with them as well. Later on, many of those people did become part of the nation of Israel as they stayed with Israel. They were mingled into the tribes and they became part of Israel. But here we see in verse 12, that they're all standing before the Lord. All of you stand today before the Lord. that you may enter into the covenant with the Lord your God and into his oath, which the Lord your God makes with you today. So God is making a covenant with them. Now, it's very important because as we know, that the way the people keep this covenant is by keeping the words of the covenant, by doing everything that God told them to do. And it is really an insurmountable task. It is quite beyond what they are really able to do. When it comes to all the sacrifices and offerings and keeping not just the Ten Commandments, but the 613 commands that God gives them in the Torah, it's almost impossible for any person to keep that every single day of your life. There was only one person who did keep it, and it says he was tempted in every way like we are, yet he never sinned. He never broke God's Torah, and that is Yeshua. That is why those of us who believe and trust in him, one of the reasons we do believe in him is his keeping of God's Torah. I know that in the Brit Hadashah, there are times when the Pharisees try to prove that Yeshua didn't keep the Torah perfectly. They try to point to things. But the things that Jesus, you find Jesus breaking are not God's rules. He breaks man's rules. You know, he doesn't do everything the Pharisees think he should do. He does what the Word of God says he should do. He does what the Torah tells him to do. And there are times when he does things on the Sabbath that seem to possibly be breaking the Sabbath, but they are helping other people. Using the example of the parable of the Good Samaritan, where Jesus, talks about how, you have a priest and a Levite that wouldn't touch the guy who was possibly dead by the side of the road. The reason why the priest and Levite wouldn't touch this guy is actually because they would be ceremonially unclean if he was dead or if he died while they were ministering to him. A lot of people miss that. They miss that. They think they're just snobs, or that they think they're just too good. Well, that might be part of it, but the majority, the biggest reason, is they didn't want to be considered ceremonially unclean. Whereas a Samaritan who was already considered ceremonially unclean went and helped the guy and nursed him back to health. And he helped somebody who didn't even considered him to be half a Jew, considered him to be less, but he still helped this guy out of compassion and out of love. And also putting the life of somebody who'd been created in God's image before himself. So we have this covenant, once again, back to Deuteronomy 29, and it says, all of you stand today before the Lord, that you may enter into the covenant with the Lord your God and into his oath, which the Lord your God makes with you today. So God is making an oath with them, which we know God always keeps his covenant, but how will the people keep their covenant? Verse 13 says, that he may establish you today as a people for himself, and that he may be a God to you, just as he has spoken unto you, and just as he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. So God's part of this covenant is that they will be his people and that he will be their God, just as he has spoken in the past. Their part is to keep the words of the covenant and to do them so that they can prosper in all that they do. That's their part of the covenant, which they're not able to keep. But there was one who also stood there, and we see a little later on in this passage, it talks about not just those that are there that day, but all those that would come after them would also be a part of this covenant. So there is one man who was born of the tribe of Judah, and he walked and lived down here on earth, and he kept God's laws perfectly in every way. He did not break one of God's laws. And because of that, he is considered righteous, fully and totally righteous. That man, God had chosen, because he's not just a man, he's also the Son of God, but God had chosen that man to be the propitiation, the sacrifice for all of humanity. Because he did keep God's law perfectly in every way. And so he became the sacrifice, not just for Israel, although he is the Messiah of Israel. But what's so cool about it is that he actually was represented in Deuteronomy 29. He was represented here when they all stood before the Lord. And yet he is not just a man, he is also God. So God actually kept the covenant that he made with his people. God kept it himself through his son who received the name Yeshua when he was born as a man. Yeshua means salvation. Yeshua actually kept the covenant perfectly. So he kept man's part of the covenant, technically our part of the covenant, while God kept his part of the covenant. So God basically kept both parts of the covenant, and that's why you and I can be righteous before God because of the work that Yeshua did. When Yeshua went to the cross, he went to the execution state, he went there with all of our sins upon him. He took all of our sins, like it says in Isaiah 53, that he bore all of our sins, all of our iniquities. And he went, took all of our sins upon himself, and he paid for those sins, but then he didn't stay dead, according to scripture. He rose from the dead. And he ever lives, it also says in scripture, to make intercession for us because he is a great high priest. He has gone through the things we have gone through. He understands what we have been through. And yet he's also paid for our sins. And so for those of us who have trusted and believed in Yeshua as our Messiah, he's not only our Messiah, he is also our Savior and the one that makes us right with God. And what's so awesome about that is we no longer have shame. We no longer have shame. All right, so that's all I have for today. But, continue to look through this Torah portion. It goes from Deuteronomy 29:9 through Deuteronomy 30:20 because it is very good. It's very exciting. And let's go ahead and close with the Aaronic blessing. Yivarech Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ye'ir Adonai panav elecha vehunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha, V'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Thank you for joining me today. Have a great day. Shalom and have a great week.